Proverbs 21. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of waters, he turneth it to whithersoever it pleaseth him. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. A haughty look and a proud heart, which is the light of the wicked, is sin. The thoughts of the diligent do surely bring abundance, but whosoever is hasty cometh surely to poverty. The gathering of treasures by a deceitful tongue is vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them, for they have refused to execute judgment. The way of some is perverted and strange, but of the pure man his work is right. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a contentious woman in a wide house. The soul of the wicked wisheth evil, and his neighbor hath no favor in his eyes. When the scorner is punished, the foolish is wise, and when one instructeth the wise, he will receive knowledge. The righteous teacheth the house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their evil. He that stoppeth his ear at the crying of the poor, he shall also cry and not be heard. A gift in secret pacifieth anger, and a gift in the bosom great wrath. It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. A man that wandereth out of the way of wisdom shall remain in the congregation of the dead. He that loveth pastime shall be a poor man, and he that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked shall be a ransom for the just, and the transgressor for the righteous. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. In the house of the wise is a pleasant treasure and oil, but a foolish man devoureth it. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy shall find life, righteousness, and glory. A wise man goeth up into the city of the mighty, and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. He that keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from afflictions. Proud, haughty, and scornful is his name that worketh in his arrogancy, wrath. The desire of the slothful slayeth him, for his hands refuse to work. He coveteth evermore greedily, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? A false witness shall perish, but he that heareth speaketh continually. A wicked man hardeneth his face, but the just he will direct his way. There is no wisdom, neither understanding nor counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but salvation is of the Lord. God bless and carry on.